Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. Thank you for listening today. We hope you're able to be listening every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little bit about curling. But most important, we'd love to answer your questions, so please send them in to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca, and we will answer them on our next Saturday show. How's Mr. Gilbert?
Good. On the mend.
On the mend?
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks since I got taken out at first base. Things are looking good.
Things aren't blurry anymore?
No, not blurry, but still move too quick, get a little lightheaded, but yeah. And I found out I bruised my tailbone, so that's another little thing. Anyway, yep, all good.
Because you do a lot of sitting, you know, I notice that. You don't, you know, you're not out in the warehouse helping, you're just sitting around here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And all right. I'm back after a week off of COVID.
Yes.
Yep. So that's nice to be over that and back working, but you're still not 100%. You know, you got to pace yourself a little bit.
Yes, yeah.
And we're going to see some flashy shirts down at Sunfest.
Down at Sunfest. So if you haven't been there yet, come down to see us this morning or this afternoon, tomorrow. We're at Sunfest. You can't miss us.
Yeah, if you're facing what I call the main stage or where the ice rink would be,
yeah.
If you're looking at that, we're to the left just down there, and the south stage is the Peter Inch and Associates Heating Air Conditioning stage.
Cool.
So,
will it be cool?
Yeah.
It might be hot.
Yeah, could be hot. And we got some curling.
Yeah, street curling. So that's just to kind of remind people about the Briar and have a little fun at our booth. And so we can let you try curling for the first time if you've never tried it before.
Yeah, and we've put a little curl in it. So, yeah, you know, you could throw one to figure out the curl, and then you should get pretty good after that.
Is that right?
And we have a prize if you put it on the button.
Oh, do we?
Not bite the button.
On
the button. Cover the button.
How big is the button?
It would be about 8 inches.
Oh, okay.
So you can come down. And, hey, if you want to challenge Steve to a game.
Absolutely.
And if you beat him, we'll give you a prize.
That's right.
You know, so
yes,
come
I'm always,
down.
Always game for game and the curling ice.
Yeah, so it will be a lot of fun. We set it up on Wednesday, and people were looking and stopping and trying to figure out what this.
Yeah, what is this thing?
You know,
yeah.
So,
what are you doing?
So I think it will get a lot of use.
I'm It'll sure
be a lot of fun.
And the weather's supposed to be. We know the weather's been cooperating. It's supposed to be beautiful. So get out of your house, come down to Sunfest, listen to some great music. Enjoy some food and come and see us.
Yeah, that will be, you know, we'll be sitting down and making sure that that all works and that it's going to be a lot of fun and see what's going on. So make sure that everybody's stopped in. Make sure you tell us you're a listener.
Yes.
You know, that say, hey, we listened to you on
I had
Saturday
someone
morning.
Stop and tell me they were a listener. I had to go pick up some paint at Home Depot, and I'm in the paint place, and I just asked for some paint, and the lady's talking to me, and then she says, love your radio show, and you just start to laugh, because you say, thank you, you know, thanks. And so just a shout-out to the people down at Home Depot at the South End in the paint area.
Yeah, well, we were... I phoned somebody, and the same thing. The guy says, I listen to you on the radio all the time. And I'm thinking, okay. But we got to do a shout-out to Liz.
Oh, do we?
Who is a, you know, avid listener.
Apparently, yes. Has turned into an avid listener, yes.
Can tell everything that's being said, including my dog sitting.
Yes, your dog sitting abilities. You know, thought it was very nice that you would dog sit your ex-wife's dog. And then also the comment about FaceTiming. Jessica wanted to FaceTime her dog, not necessarily you. Right?
So, you know, exactly.
Yes. So there's a bit of a story behind that. But, yes, I got taken for a meal because I did not believe that she was listening to the program.
Well, I hope it was an expensive meal. If not, you know, Liz, make sure you he takes you to a nicer place and pays a little more next time.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's great.
Yes, anything I can do to help you,
thank
Steve.
You. You know. Yes. Oh, well, just to let you know, just a few days ago, we happened to stop at your favorite place.
Mackey's?
Your second favorite place on the way home from Mackey's.
Shaw's.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She'd never been there before.
Really? Oh, come on. What?
What? That's what I said.
Do you live in Ontario?
Yes.
Everybody's got
Shaw's
go
ice
there.
Cream. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Yeah. I stopped there. I was coming. I had a meeting in Port Stanley, and the car kept pulling
over to Shaw's ice cream. Yes.
And I kept looking at my time, saying, "Oh, I don't have time to go in there and get an ice cream."
Oh, yes, but you have to. Yes, it's so good.
And don't let the construction worry you. You know, I go down Highway 45 and miss all the construction and come, you know, back out to Sunset and head down into Port Stanley.
Yeah,
so
it's all good.
Don't worry that the roundabout's closed to get to Sunset. You can still get there.
You can still get there. That's right.
613 people on Facebook. I take a week off the radio show and we don't grow. Did you plug it, Steve, last week? Did you promote it?
I didn't mention Facebook last week, well, so it's my fault. I'll take ownership of that. I was in your position, so it was new to me, and then I was interviewing, you know, not interviewing, but having a conversation with Dean, so, yeah.
He doesn't look very happy this morning.
He has never worn clothing like that at a you know, networking event. Yeah. So he's a little bit out of his element.
Yeah.
So actually it's quite funny to see. He's a little bit not knowing, but I assure him he's going to understand all about it by the time he's done.
Well, and I would say the shirt is like fireworks going off all over your shirt.
Oh, yes, yes.
All different kinds of fireworks. And
I mean, I'm just thrilled that we get to wear shorts.
Yeah.
Right? On such beautiful weather. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, and then you can get a tan in the morning.
Yes.
Because we got the sun right on us in the morning. In the afternoon, we'll have big trees that will shade us. But
that's at least because the afternoon sun's very hot. So, yes, that's a good thing. And the music is going to be great.
Yep.
Yeah, and who knows, Dean might dance for you if you ask him to dance in his...
Just don't dance on the curling, on the street curling.
No dancing on street curling, yes, exactly.
Yeah. Now, we have some sad news, and we want to put our condolences out to the Hanford Tire.
Yes, Hanford family.
Yeah, we get all of our service vehicles done there, and their founder, Peter Hanford, passed away this past week. And
sad day.
Yeah. So to Jeremy and his family and to the Hanford family of all the co-workers at both stores, the ride out in Warncliffe, we're thinking of you. And, Peter was a great friend, a great mentor, and started me or got me into the London Executive Association, which has now become a staple, and I'm an honorary member along beside him.
Yes.
So it was sad to see.
Yes, very sad.
But we're just thinking of you and of the family, and I know there's some visitation on Sunday, and then they're going to have a private funeral after. But
yeah.
So we're thinking of you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The TSN's coming to town.
Are they?
Yeah, for curling, for the Briar.
Check out things for the Briar.
Yep, so they'll be in town on Tuesday, Wednesday with me. And
awesome.
We'll be walking around, so you might see us downtown and at the Bud, at the convention center. You know, we'll be all around taking a look.
You sneak over to Kellogg's, are you?
Yep, we're going to go over to the factory.
Yeah.
You know, we'll probably visit a few of the establishments downtown.
Yeah.
I took the young fellows to Joe Cool's.
Oh, did you?
And they had never been there.
Oh,
when we set up. So we got set up and we went over and had lunch there. And
nice.
So it was kind of a...
Yeah, little Joseph Kowalski's. Yeah, it's good.
We're helping downtown. I said I should have went to the diner. As we were walking back, I went, why didn't I go to the diner? I could have had a hot hamburger.
Well, thank God. Don't they still do that meatloaf at Cool's?
No, I looked.
That's too bad, because was one of your staples.
Yeah. I just had chicken fingers.
Of course. Yeah. No meatloaf.
Yeah, is it put that in sauce? No. No, no, no. Just plain chicken fingers. No sauce. Well, when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back.
Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. I'm Steve Gilbert. This is the part of the segment where we get to do an interview, and today we're introducing our newest member of Peter Inch & Associates and also a new partner as well. And so I'm going to introduce you, Mr. Murray Stark. How are you doing, Murray?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Steve.
Awesome. So welcome, Murray.
Thank you for having me.
So you've been in the building for a week now. So how's it going?
The change is good. Enjoying certainly my new chapter of life here at Peter Inch & Associates.
Awesome. So, Murray, you've got a bit of a family. Maybe you can introduce them for me. You've got your wife, Kathy.
I do. Yes. So we're in our 40th year, our anniversary.
So congratulations. That's awesome. Yeah. And kids.
Kids. We had three children. We had Aaron, our oldest. Then we had Laura, our daughter, and Ryan.
And Ryan.
Three. And then we have five grandchildren.
Wow. So they must be the apple of your eye?
Absolutely.
Awesome. And just a funny story, because one of your sons works for the London Police Department.
He does.
And one time, because people say that we are brothers and we have similarities.
We do.
And so anyways, there was one day I was driving a vehicle and I got pulled over by a London police. And I didn't do anything wrong. I had no idea what was going on. And so the car didn't stop behind me. It kind of rolled up beside me. And I rolled down my window and turned and looked. And it was your son. He says, "Well, I'm sorry, Steve. I thought you were dad."
Good story. Yes, I heard that.
Yeah. So I was taken back. Yeah. So just wanted to say welcome aboard. We're happy to have you.
Great.
You are in the sales department, so you are a fellow salesperson. Mm. So that means there is three of us now. There's Dean Timpany, you, and myself.
Correct.
And how long have you been in the sales game?
I have been doing sales for about 30 years, almost 30 years now.
And in HVAC in particular?
HVAC, 14.
14.
Yeah.
And then you and I have a bit of a history because you and I got to know each other from another workplace that we used to be at, and then we were doing. You mentioned it just the other day that I trained you there, and then we're back in training again here this week.
Yeah,
yeah.
Isn't that strange?
Isn't that funny how that kind of comes around full circle?
Yeah.
But anyways, and it's not just for our listeners. It's not Murray's sales skills that certainly need training. It's just we use a different software program here. And so how are you making out with ServiceTitan?
Love it.
Do
absolutely
you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Embracing it and certainly seeing that it's going to be a great tool for not only myself, but sharing that with customers as I present options.
Awesome. So a little bit deeper question, Murray. So, you know, why did you figure you came here to Peter Inch & Associates? And not just that, you know, you're a partner now, so that's a big commitment for you.
Well, I'm excited about this new chapter in my life. Certainly I wanted to join a company that aligned with my own personal values in how I conduct business, how I conduct sales and service, and that would be certainly honesty, trust, and integrity. And I really focus on customer service, really the wants and the needs of our customers.
Nice. And so it's kind of interesting because you had just started here, and one of our senior technicians and partners, Rob Cotto, was at a customer's house, and she had to have a quotation done. Mm-hmm. So Rob was setting that up, and she said, "Can I have Murray Stark?" And Rob says, "Well, yes, you can, because he does work here." And so, you know, she was lovely, and that was Margaret. So thank you, Margaret. Thank you for using our services. But you had you had had previous experiences with Margaret with at a previous company, but regardless, she found you, and that speaks a lot about your how you handle your customers, Murray.
Yeah, that was exciting. A surprise to get that call only 2 days here at the office that a request come through for, or actually to see me to present some options to her. So it was great to reconnect with Margaret. I saw her a couple of years ago, and certainly to follow through and provide her with a new furnace and air conditioning for her home,
which is lovely. Yeah. So you aren't adverse to the costumes we have to put on for shows and stuff. So you're going to do your stint at Sunfest as well.
Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah. And so you've worn the garb before.
Yes, there's been several outfits that over the years I've worn.
And so Dean's a little bit in shell shock these days because he's never had to put it on, so to speak.
Yeah, it's always surprising what Peter's going to select or choose as far as our
clothing. Our outfits. Yeah.
But it's summer appropriate, so it'll be nice and
it is. Yeah, it is summer appropriate. And Sunfest is kind of exciting. We're going to meet a lot of, well, do you know what? We are all going to get to experience seeing some familiar faces, hopefully. Allow us to reconnect with people who maybe haven't realized that you've made a move, right?
Yeah, that's going to be a great time. Expecting, I think, some 40,000 people down at the park over the 4 days.
400,000 people.
400,000. Thank you for that. Yeah. Wow.
400,000.
Yeah. So look forward to meeting a lot of friends and acquaintances. I'm sure, there will be a strong connection. As you know, I'm local, born and raised in London.
So, yes.
It'd be great to see people down at the park. And, it's been 3 years, really, since the setup has happened down there and the event. So, I'm excited about it.
And have you curled?
I have. A couple of times I have curled.
And so you're going to be trying the street curling as well, just to familiarize yourself with it.
Absolutely. Yes. I'll be training people on the techniques and so on like that.
That'll be lovely. Yeah. Well, you were a hockey player, though, right?
I'm a hockey guy, yeah.
Yeah, so you haven't made the curling switch over yet.
No, I'm still waiting until they make curling a contact sport. So, that'll be an exciting time.
Yes, it can be contact. I mean, it's not supposed to be contact, but there are instances when it can be a contact sport.
Yeah, and I must say, I do miss the old brooms, the slappy brooms.
Oh, do you? You missed? Yeah, do you? Yeah. They had a certain feel about them and a certain, they brought something to the game. But I mean, using the push broom, it's harder to use a push broom than it is the slappy brooms. Mm. There's more energy exerted.
Yes.
It may not look it, but it really is difficult.
Yeah.
And so you looking forward to this new adventure in your life?
Yes. Yeah, new chapter.
And Kathy's excited as well?
Absolutely, yeah. She's aligned with me in this journey.
And Ryan's not going to pull me over anymore?
I hope not, Stephen. Unless it's needed.
And just to let everybody know, you drive a number 10.
I'm number 10.
And it's a Jeep Cherokee.
Grand Jeep Cherokee.
And it's very yellow.
It's, you can't miss me when I'm driving.
Yes.
Yeah. It's loud.
Yeah. So if you happen to know Murray and you see a yellow and blue, I mean a bright yellow and blue Jeep Grand Cherokee with number 10 on it, that'll be Murray.
And I'll be doing the friendly wave.
Yeah. And then please stop him and if you're a past customer of Murray, please reach out to him and give him a call.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, we're going to end this segment, but thank you, Murray, for this small introduction to you. And
thank you for having me. And
look forward to working with you this
year. Yes, it'll be great.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Well, welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating Air Conditioning on July the 9th. So how did our 10th and last founder, because we said the max that we would have is 10.
Yeah.
How did Murray do?
He did okay. He did. I mean,
Are your interviewing skills dropping now,
they must
Steve?
Be.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think I'm losing my touch. Yeah, I mean, he was good, but to Murray's defense, he likes to be prepared. He wanted questions before I did the interview, so he could go over them, make sure he was had proper answers. And I said, I don't even know what questions I'm going to ask you, Murray. So I don't interview that way. And so yeah, he sounded, if you listen to him, he sounds a little guarded, but that's not Murray. He's very
Maybe I should interview him.
You might. That's right. That's right.
Bring him back in here.
Right between the eyes. Yeah. You just give it to him. Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's good. So you never know when someone comes out from Peter Inch and Associates, you could be talking to one of the owners.
That's right.
Because there's now 10 of us, so yes. It's a pretty good chance. I'd say probably a 90% chance that you're going to have an owner standing in front of you at some point during the sale or the install or that whole process.
Yeah. It's true.
Now we've been getting. I have a Honeywell water detector in my basement, so it mounts on the wall.
Right.
Yep. Has a little cord that runs in front of the furnace and the water heater. So if water, but it also detects humidity.
Oh.
So I will get an email that says detection of high humidity in your basement, and. You know, now when I get home and walk by the thermostat and it says, oh, you're home, and it turns on.
Yeah.
About a half an hour later, I get high humidity resolved.
Right. Oh, it actually sends you a resolution, too.
Yep.
It
sends me a text message to say it's, high. And then because if it was a water leak, you know, you're hopping in the car driving home if you saw that. But so why is the humidity so high now?
Well, it's as the temperatures rise. I mean, we live in southwestern Ontario, so we're surrounded by the Great Lakes, and they really have a lake effect in the wintertime, adds more snow to our area. High humidity and the high humidex is caused by the Great Lakes in the summertime. So we're kind of trapped because we're in a horseshoe of water. So that has an effect on your air conditioner, because your air conditioner is a big dehumidifier, and what happens with that is when your air conditioner is trying to work at cooling the temperature, it really has to work hard to get the humidity out of the air. So air conditioners run, they actually have to deal with the humidity before they can really deal with the temperature, because you can't really alter temperature until you get rid of the humidity. So it has a hard time working at that, just trying to suck the water out of the house.
And you know, we haven't had real hot
not yet.
You know, this week or this past week. You know, it's been, so your air conditioner may not be running as much to pull that humidity out.
Right.
Where on a, you know, 32, 35, humidex 40, that air conditioner is going to be running most of the day.
Right.
And pulling that humidity down.
Yeah, and some people don't understand that your air conditioner wants to run more. I mean, the more it runs, the more comfortable it's going to be in the house. Even if you're just, you know, you don't have to be like Peter, keeps his house 68. You know, even if you're running your house at 72, those really hot days, that air conditioner is going to be running just to deal with the moisture.
When I walk in the door, I feel
that cool. Yes, and that you're in a happy place.
Now you'll be happy to know that when I had COVID,
I
turned the temperature up a little bit. It was a little too cold.
You did?
Yeah. So I said, Steve will like this. I'm turning it from 21 to 23.
What? 23?
Yeah. So.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I could have put a sweater on, but I decided, I'll just turn this up a little bit.
So the other thing that people do is some people have ventilation systems. So your ventilation system brings in fresh air. So.
And what's that called?
Well, there's HRV, which is really only designed for the winter months, and then there's ERV, which is designed all year. The HRV, though, if you have an HRV, it can't stop the moisture from coming in the house. So if you're running your HRV in the summertime, you actually are making it more difficult on your air conditioner. And sometimes it can stop your air conditioner from getting to target temperature. I tried to explain to a customer, it's like you trying to run your air conditioner with your patio door wide open. I mean, it just...
Or in a car, driving down the road with the four windows open.
And the air conditioning
on. Yes. Or as you see in those convertibles, they have the convertible down and the windows up and the air conditioner
on. It doesn't make... Yeah, anyway. Yeah, same sort of thing. And so it really... What I suggest is if you have one of those HRV, you know, you really just turn it off for the summertime. Just go downstairs and shut it down, and that'll help your air conditioner.
Or when you're buying a new unit,
size it.
You've got to talk to us and tell us that's what you're going to do, so that we take that into account when we're doing the heat loss, heat gain.
Yes, and like we did in your case. But sometimes the ductwork or the furnace can't support that extra air conditioning. So we really have those conversations with you because we need to have those conversations with you, because if we put an air conditioner in, we size it properly, and all of a sudden it's not achieving your target temperatures, then, you know, we'll come back and we'll hopefully educate you on that stuff as well.
So you can do that over the phone, right?
Can
price that over the phone.
Cannot do it over the phone. I'd love to do it over the phone, but no, I can't. We really need to have a look at things and see. Even for a simple water heater, if you're just telling me, well, it's got a motor on it, I just want to replace it. Well, that's great, but I don't know where that vent's going. I don't know if that vent's going across to finished ceiling. I don't know I don't know if you've got shark bites or if you've got plastic or you've got copper or galvan. I need to see all that stuff.
We don't mention those words.
What?
Shark bites. We do not ever use
those. Well, no, I know we don't use them, but I need to know if they're on yours, because I've got to deal with them.
Because when
I'm doing my pick list with you to telling the guys what they need, I need two valves.
Yeah, exactly.
To fix the shark bite problem. Yeah. Yes.
Now, with we've taken on a new brand of water heaters for our Clarity line.
We did, yes.
Which is?
Navien.
Yeah, and that's a tankless.
It is a tankless. They've been around for a long time, very popular brand. So, you know, we're looking after Navien and Rinnai. So Navien is our Clarity line.
And we're putting two in the coming weeks.
Yes,
so
we are.
So we'll have a good idea of testing them out, make sure everything's working wonderful.
And they have a recirculation system in them as well. So, and all that means is there are standard on-demand tankless water heaters, and they won't do anything until you turn the hot water tap on, then they turn on. But tankless sometimes gets a bad rap by having to wait for hot water. And so Navien has a recirculation model, which just means it can keep water in your house hotter, delivered to you faster. Not hotter, but you can get it faster. So there's actually the hot water can flow through the fixtures, and then when you turn the hot water tap on, it's going to be hot fast.
So you don't have to wait that 10 or 20 seconds. Or
yes.
Some cases, if it's far away, 45 seconds.
Yeah. Right? And some people just don't like the idea of wasting water, and I understand that. It's a precious commodity. Yeah.
I put it in the dog bowl. I turn it on, put it in the dog bowl, turn it, oh, it's getting hot, can't put that in the dog bowl. Now. So that's how I fill the dog bowl.
I brush my teeth. I turn it on, brush my teeth, and then by the time I'm done, it's ready. Yeah, everybody has their way, but yes.
There's ways to solve the major problems of the world.
Yes, there are.
You know, if they just call us, we could fix it.
We can give them a hint or two and let them know.
Now, we're coming to the middle of the summer. So middle of summer means to me, you have May and June. Now we're into July, and then you're going to have August, September. So we're in the middle. So is it too late to have a maintenance done on my air conditioner?
Oh, no, please. It still needs to be maintained. You can maintain it after it's done, so that's ready to go next year. I mean, you really just need it looked at, and if it hasn't been looked at yet, still have us come out and get a maintenance done on it. So, I mean, just so we can have a look at it, make sure that everything's working properly and the contactor's working properly, the capacitor's got the right charge in it. It's just all those things.
So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, or we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch Home Comfort Show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We have Mr. Steve Gilbert, curling extraordinaire. Peter Inch is your host.
Well, we'll see that, because who knows, I may have a challenge on the street curling and I may get my butt kicked.
Well, we may have to put a scoreboard up.
It's true.
Steve Gilbert won, everybody else 25.
Well, that's nice. That's nice, yeah. Yeah, get my butt kicked. Yep, that's okay.
Well, we have, I think, about 100 prizes, so make sure you come down and do it early. We don't want to run out of prizes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. See how it's going. But come and see us at Sunfest. You know, make sure you comment on our shirts if you like them or not.
You can see us from a long ways off.
And,
yes.
Yep, the big yellow truck.
Big yellow truck.
You can see it from anywhere in the park as long as it's not blocked by a tent.
It's true.
But it's definitely will be a lot of fun when we get out there.
Awesome.
Come back.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
So we've talked about humidity. We've talked about some tankless water heaters.
Yes.
You know, we've talked about that midsummer, you know, you can still have maintenance done, but they should start thinking about furnaces.
Well, as much as we don't want to talk about it, your furnace is so key to your air conditioner that, you know, when we're in there looking after your air conditioner, some people like to get that stuff combined in one visit, but you can do one visit or two visits, but just keep in mind that your furnace is an integral part, and we're going to want to look at it. If we don't look at it now, we want to look at it certainly before winter and make sure that it's ready for winter. And make sure everything's working properly so that when you turn the thermostat from cooling to heating and ask for it to heat, you actually are going to get some heat. That's important.
Well, and we've even, you know, even though we don't like it, there is supply chain issues.
Yes.
Now, we've been told we'll get a product in September, and it came through a door the week later.
I was absolutely flabbergasted at that one, yes. But my hat's off to Chris at Carrier for expediting that to us very quickly. Yeah. Yes.
So, I mean, that's why we say get on it now. If you're thinking I'm going to get a new furnace this fall, get the prices now. It's not going to be cheaper. There'll probably be a price increase when fall comes around, so it's better to purchase them now.
Yeah.
And then you can set it up to put it in September or October if you want.
Whenever it's convenient for you, yep.
But definitely get out and start looking at that product. We don't want to leave you out in the cold, you might say.
Yes.
When it gets there. And again, I say, you know, the second part of summer is August, September. It could be fall in September, depending on how the weather changes.
Yeah, we really don't know. Just, you know, our weather has kind of been all over the map these days. And because we haven't, although summer seemed like it was going to start early, and then things kind of cooled off a bit. But we could get hit with another heat wave. It's very possible, and who knows how long that lasts. And same thing, you just never know when the snow is going to fly in southwestern Ontario. So you could get surprised. But I mean, it's not going to happen in July. But
now I was in getting my hair cut earlier
today.
Yep, 7 a.m. Well, really 6:45.
Who opens at 6:45?
A good hairdresser. And it was 6:45.
Wow.
And we started talking about they have a little bit of a cottage down in Long Point area.
Yes.
And they have a mini split.
Yeah.
Sorry, they had a flood.
Okay.
Which flooded all the ductwork under the cottage.
That's unfortunate.
So they didn't do anything. They put in a mini split.
Right.
But now it's only doing half of the cottage.
I see.
And I said, well, you can get a two-headed unit, put one at one end and one at the other end, and it would. Can I just add another head to the unit I got?
Well, I mean, if it's designed for a single head, the answer is no. I mean, you have to buy units which are designed and rated to run more than one head. And I mean, we deal in units that, so Mitsubishi is one of the lines we carry, and they deal single head, dual head, 3, 4, 5, and 8. So up to 8. So keep in mind that they're all designed for different capabilities, but you can't take a single unit and just attach it to another outdoor condenser if it's not designed to do so. It, I mean, it just, you can't do it. So, and keep in mind that if the product outside is like 5 years old, chances are, even if it's a double head unit, they may not make the compatibility of the indirect or unit anymore to connect to that.
Because it's, the product is changing so quickly.
So quickly. So
it's kind of like TVs.
Yep. You have to keep that in mind. They say, well, we don't have anything to connect to that anymore. And you'll be surprised, but that's just the way technology is moving, right? It moves so fast.
Now, because the lake is so high, they got flooded again. So how do I make sure this unit isn't going to get flooded again?
Well, you really, those outdoor condensing units, you know, if it's a heat pump, which is what we normally put in on those units, they're going to be up off the wall in the bracket. So they're going to be above, I would think, they're certainly above what the basement's going to be. So it'll be high enough that it should be above the water drain. So, but who knows? You'd have to find out what the typical water level is, and you'd make sure that you put it above that.
And go about 2 feet higher.
Yes.
For the untypical
yes.
weather that we've been having and
yeah.
that. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically what I told her, that, you know, she would have to probably put in a new unit, a double headed, and
yeah.
and it would look after it.
She could put in heating and cooling, but I don't know how she's heating the place. Maybe she's using a fireplace. It's hard to say.
Yeah, exactly. So if you need a good hairdresser, I can give you your
Thank
name
you.
And you
Thanks.
Get in early instead of taking time off during the day, you know, like Steve, get the haircut before the door opens.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, yes. And it was even in St. Thomas. So I even got to work on time after getting my hair cut and driving from St. Thomas.
Did you?
So,
okay, in
yeah.
your new rental.
Yes, in my new Kia. What is it, a Soul, I think?
Or I don't
something
know.
Like
yeah,
that.
Kia Soul? Yeah, yeah.
So, well... We won't talk about that. We'll save that for another
Will
show.
We? Yes. Okay, we'll wait till we get your car back. Then we can
yeah.
talk.
Yeah, it's only been 3 weeks now.
Is that all?
That's all.
Just
so.
3 weeks. Yeah.
And then you took my truck away. And you
no,
parked
you,
it at Sunfest.
It's at Sunfest, yes.
So,
yeah.
So now I had to rent a little car.
A little tiny car just to kind of, you know, yeah. Yeah, you got a little sign for it to say who you are.
And you know, you should really pay attention to addresses.
Why?
Because I thought I was talking to the Airport Road and Dundas
Enterprise.
So I drive down there. I tell Brandon Baldwin, you know, go ahead. It's okay. I got a car. And the lady says, well, you're at the wrong place. You should be at the Dundas and First. And I'm thinking, why do you have so many so close together?
Yes.
So it was quite...
And they couldn't give you a car?
She didn't think she had a car, and then they found the little
Kia
Soul.
Oh, so you didn't have to change locations. You yeah. still got your car at the... Yeah. yeah.
But it wasn't...
She felt sorry for you.
She just probably saw the fire in my eyes.
But people left me here. Yes.
Yeah. So I said, I don't have a ride to get that other one. You guys are going to have to drive me, because I said my driver just left.
He's gone, yes. So... He's at Sunfest, actually, yeah. yes.
But anyways, but so I'll pay attention to the address
yes.
from this point on. When
yes.
it says, you know, Dundas, I thought that's where you got yours from.
Yes.
That's where I'd get mine from. But
no.
No.
Okay.
So,
all right.
One of those, what are your moments in time where you just think to yourself,
yeah.
should have asked where they were located.
Yes, I should have checked that address out. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now the
which is nice about the Service Titan thing we use, because I just pull up the customer, hit get directions, it loads up to my map in my car, and away I go.
Yeah,
yeah. I can't make a mistake that way.
So you're saying I made a mistake?
No. Well, I mean, if they had the same kind of feature, you know, you could just kind of put that in your GPS. But I'm a GPS guy. Yes, that's right. Use it all the time.
Yeah, I'm not. I just look up on Google Map, and then I look at, okay, I know where that is, and start driving. I can figure it out. I know.
Okay.
I know the city.
All right. Yep.
I went to a new area in Port Stanley for my meeting I had down there.
Oh, where'd you go?
Kind of up on the hill. There used to be an A cottage.
Oh, an A-frame cottage? Yeah.
And it's still there, but it's different color now.
Okay.
But it was up that area. Brayside.
Oh yeah, Brayside. Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. Yeah,
so,
nice.
Up there.
It's nice up there.
Yeah, it was very nice.
It's a great view.
Yep, and it was cooler When I left London until I got there, it was a little cooler down there.
Wow, yes.
And congratulations on their fire hall, right down that they made into a market.
Yep.
That's a great idea.
It is a great idea, yeah.
You know, give some more shopping to do.
Yeah, because they made the new one just on at the fork there at the top of the hill, so yeah.
Yeah, there's a Liz, if you're listening, there's a restaurant named Soul down there that you might have Steve take you to and have him pay.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
That's a
yeah.
nice restaurant okay. down
Solo.
There. Solo.
Solo, yes. Oh, yes, it's Solo, yes.
Solo.
Yeah, the two great restaurants in Port Stanley are Two Forks and Solo.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah well, and Kettle Creek. Right?
Yep.
Yes.
And Mackey's. Come on, you left out Mackey's.
Well, yeah, Mackey's and GT's on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
We might as well just spend the whole month.
Right, we might as well just go to Port Stanley. Yeah. yeah, with our fancy shirts and shorts. Yeah,
yeah, that's for sure. So when you're not listening to us on the air, you can reach us at 226-499-3752. And as we say at the shop, life is hard, buy the yard, buy from Inch, life's a cinch. We'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.